Hi, I'm Rich Shelton.
And I'm Callie Nikitas.
And we just want to tell you about our Schindler House.
We moved to Los Angeles we moved to LA in 2006. And I began looking at real estate in 2007. And it became very clear that we really couldn't afford any real estate in LA. But I kept looking, and one night, I had found a house. We bid on the house, did not get the house, and Rich said to me, "Stop looking, really. We're in the arts. We cannot afford a house. Honey, I love you. You're delusional. We have a great life, a great marriage. Just move on." That day, I ran into a friend at work, and she said, "How are you?" I said, "I'm horrible. I'm going to live on the streets, and I can never get a house. My life is perfect. Who cares?" And she said, "You listen to me. A house will fall from the sky. Miraculously, you'll be able to afford it, and it will be perfect for you and your husband." And I said, "Yeah, right. I just didn't think anything of it, quite honestly. Shame on me." And the next night, for whatever reason, and I had been obsessed with the multiple listing service, you know, you're obsessed, always looking at houses. That night, I went on Craigslist, and I typed in the lowest price I could imagine. I hit West Side, because it had to be where we work, Otis College of Art and Design, and our house popped up, and it said, "Modern architecture, great neighborhood." And I hit detail, and it went on to say, "This is a Schindler, used for USC architecture student tours. And I started shouting, Rich, a Schindler, get in here. So it was so great. He runs in from outside. It was 10 o'clock at night. We could not call then. It was sale by owner. 8 o'clock the next morning, I called. "My name is Callie. My name is Callie Nikitas. I'm calling to see, did you sell the house?" "No, we did not sell the house. We want to sell it to somebody who knows what it is." "We know what it is. When can we come see it?" We had a 2 o'clock appointment. We pulled into the driveway. The neighbors next door also pulled in. We turned to them and said, "Is this a good neighborhood?" Because we knew nothing about Inglewood. And I also want to say that we crossed La Cienega, which is a main Los Angeles thoroughfare, and the real estate dropped $200,000. Same square footage, $200,000. And we were so unfamiliar with England, we knew nothing, but we were now, of course, obsessed with this house.
We show up here, and I didn't believe when I saw the ad that it was really a Schindler house, because I thought they all were in Silver Lake or somewhere else. I really didn't think that there were any Schindlers in Inglewood. And so I said, "Hey, let's keep our cool when we go in there and not get too excited, because it's probably not a Schindler house." And anyway, we walked in the front door, and I saw the desk. There's a signature sort of desk in the living room that's kind of something that Schindler put in many of his houses. And the minute that I saw the desk, I knew it was a Schindler. And that's when I knew that we were going to try to buy the house. And we were lucky. The woman who owned the house really liked us. I think we said all the right things to her. And we literally pretty much, with our realtor, closed on the house later that day.
She sat us down. We did not hold back. You know, they say, play it cool. We were ridiculous. You know, we would turn the corner and, "Oh my God," to pull out, you know, the drawer, the recessed lighting, all of the signature things that just made the house really beautiful. We were just over the moon. And when we had a conversation, she said to Rich, "What will you do if you get the house?" And Rich says, "Nothing. We will honor its architectural integrity." And then she asked me, and I said, "I grew up in a neighborhood where there was incredible real commitment to contemporary architecture, real amazing architecture. But when I went into the arts, I gave up the idea that I could ever own a house like this. And if you sell me this house, you'll sell me a dream." Of course, I'm like crying at the time. I mean, I was just so wanted this house. And we shook hands at 4 o'clock. We saw the house at 2. We shook hands at 4 o'clock. And then within 3 weeks, we were in the house. And we've been very lucky because all of the work has been the removal of things that had been added to the house. We had no real structural concerns. And we lucked out, I think, because this block is the best block we have ever lived on. We know all of our neighbors, so we bought the house. We bought into the neighborhood. The house next door was purchased by our friends, and we have a phenomenal relationship with them. They're like family. And there are three houses on the block, and it's an incredible joy because we own the house. We might live in the house, or the bank owns it, whatever. But we open up the house a lot for events. So it really is an opportunity for us to be inclusive, host parties. We want it to be a place of happiness, a celebration. So we've been very lucky. And we're really proud that it's in Inglewood. We're getting more and more involved with Inglewood, and what a gift that it's been.
These houses, the interesting thing about the houses is that they've been hidden for years and years and years. I don't think that anyone really knew that these houses were here. And they were documented when they were made, but there wasn't much. There's almost nothing written about the houses, and they're very kind of fascinating to me because they look a lot like, if you do research on Rudolf Schindler, they look a lot like another project called his Schindler Shelters. It's almost like these are the realization of the Schindler Shelters, but no one's ever written about that I know of. And then also the other really interesting thing is their pre-case study, and they're really the same mission as the case study. And there's a whole history there that hasn't been uncovered here in Los Angeles, kind of modernist things that happened before the case studies.